The tinsel, the turkey, the mistletoe. They may look beautiful and inviting to family and guests, but if you have pets, they may like the stuff too, maybe a little too much. Many of those traditional holiday trappings can be dangerous for cats and dogs. Dr. Stephen Zavistovsky is with the American Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals. He joins us from his office in New York. Dr. Zavistovsky, let's start off with the traditional holiday decorations, especially the Christmas tree. Okay, what are the potential dangers there?
The Christmas tree attracts an awful lot of things from animals because the cats like to see all the stuff that's hanging, if you think about what they like to play with when you have a cat dancer toy or something. And certainly if you have air moving through, the tinsel and things all sparkle and they'll grab for it. And it's particularly dangerous if they can grab some of the tinsel or things and actually eat it because it can get tangled up into their intestines and cause blockage. The other thing that'll happen is all of the electrical wires we have around at Christmas time and the holidays, because for whatever reason, the insulation on electrical wiring seems to taste good to pets. And if they chew on it, they can electrocute themselves. The other problem is they get tangled in it, and then they can pull down the decorations when they do that.
Taste good?
It's a potential out there. I suggest to people what you do is bundle those cords up in duct tape or inside some PVC tubing or something. The other thing is to spray it with a product. There's something called bitter apple or sour grape, and it tastes bad to them. And just spray it, and they'll stay away from it.
Okay, how about other dangerous decorations around the house?
You want to be careful with flames, candles and things, because they can obviously burn their fur, singe themselves. The other thing, though, that happens is if they hit the table and knock it down on themselves, the wax will pour down onto them, and that's very hot. And actually, it'll soak through their fur to their skin and can burn them quite badly.
Okay, what about food? Now, obviously, you know, animals who beg are going to beg at all times of year, not just at Christmas. But are there certain things at Christmas time that we should watch out for?
Yeah, you got to be careful with both the richness of the foods and the amount of salt and the grease and things. I don't believe if I tell people don't give your pets table food, you're going to listen. So keep it down to 5 to 10%. Take a little bit off of their regular food and be intelligent. Give them just a little bit as a treat. A couple of key things, though, to be really careful with. Chocolate, very poisonous to dogs. And dough. Pets, if you're making your Christmas breads and stuff like that, if dogs grab the dough or something off of the countertop, that dough will expand in their stomach. It can actually cause severe, severe problems. And in fact, there have been dogs who have died because that the yeast will raise inside their stomach because of the warmth inside of the body.
And of course, never give your pets anything with bones, ever.
Right. Keep them away from the bones, the turkey bones, and all those types of things.
Because the bones will splinter.
Yeah, they'll splinter, and what they'll do is either they can injure their mouth or, once again, in their digestive tract, it can puncture their intestines or their stomach. If you want, you can actually take some of their chew toys and actually just put a little bit of the broth or the gravy onto it. It'll make it flavorful for them, and they'll chew on that instead.
So, Dr. Zavistovsky, is it still possible to have fun with your pets during the holidays?
Absolutely. A couple key things. Get them a nice Christmas gift or Hanukkah gift or Kwanzaa gift or something like that. Have something fun that you want to do with your pet. Make sure you take some time and go out and go for a long walk on Christmas morning or New Year's Eve or something like that. And remember that whatever you buy for your pet, they're not going to like that as much as you letting them sit next to you when you're watching some of those old, old holiday movies.
Dr. Stephen Zavistovsky is with the ASPCA. He'll be celebrating Christmas with his pets, a beagle, a calico cat, some fish, a mouse, and a hedgehog. He spoke to us from his office in New York. Thank you, Dr. Zavistovsky.
Thank you, and happy holidays.